This Sunday, the Celts have the chance to claim the season's first trophy and bring the League Cup back to Celtic Park. It will hopefully be yet another successful part of Celtic's history in the League Cup. Today's podcast tells more of that story. When Celtic take the field at Hampden Park, this will be the boys' 37th League Cup final. To date, Celtic have won 21 of these matches, whilst losing out on 15 occasions. The boys' most recent success came in 2023, whereas their last final defeat was 12 years ago in 2012. The first League Cup final took place in 1947, but it took 9 years for Celtic to reach this stage of the competition. In 1956, the Hoops claimed victory after a replay, winning 3-0 against Partick Thistle. Since then, Celtic's record in the competition has been mixed. The boys' current record of 7 consecutive victories in finals is the best they've ever achieved. It's not always a competition that's brought happy news to Celtic. Between 1970-71 and 1990-91, Celtic appeared in 13 finals, losing all but 2 of these matches, including 4 in a row defeats between 1970-71 and 1973-74. This includes famous defeats such as 4-1 to Partick Thistle or being beaten 1-0 by a Dundee side, including Lisbon legend Tommy Gemmell. In total, Celtic have faced 12 different opponents in the League Cup's most important match, including both of the Ibrox sides. St Johnstone, Motherwell, Dunfermline and Raith Rovers have been the boys' opponents on one occasion. Raith Rovers remain the only club that Celtic have not beaten when playing in a League Cup final. On 2 occasions, Glasgow's green and white men have met Partick Thistle, Kilmarnock, Dundee, Dundee United and the new Rangers. Dundee United and the 2012 version of Rangers have been beaten twice, whilst it's been a win and a defeat for Celtic against the other 3 opponents. Hibs and Aberdeen have both faced Celtic on 4 occasions in the final. For both teams, the record reads as 3 Celtic wins and 1 defeat. Hibs matches have been especially high scoring, with Celtic twice grabbing 6 goals. However, perhaps unsurprisingly, the boys' most common final opponent has been the original Rangers. 14 times Celtic lined up against the 1872 Ibrox side in the League Cup final. Celtic won on 5 of these occasions, but lost out 9 times. Of course, the boys' first victory in these matches remains the club's most famous domestic cup triumph. In October 1957, both sides lined up at Hampden Park in pursuit of the League Cup. Celtic were holders, having won it the previous year for the first time. Few people that turned up that glorious day could have foreseen what would happen. When the final whistle went, 7 times the Rangers' goal had been breached, creating what remains a British record cup final score of 7-1. Some of Celtic's other final appearances have also been very high-scoring matches. On 3 occasions, there's been at least 8 goals scored in these games, 1957, 1967 and 1969. And in 1974, Celtic and Hibs shared 9 goals, although the boys got 6 of these. Happily, Celtic claimed the trophy in all of these matches. Other final wins have been especially important moments in Celtic history. Victory in 1966 against Rangers sent the boys on the road to their first ever treble, and victory in Lisbon in 1967. Equally, beating Dundee United in the 1997 final was a springboard to winning Celtic's first league title in a decade and stopping Rangers' 10 in a row efforts. And of course, victory in 2016, 17, 18 and 19 helped Celtic to a record-breaking quadruple treble run. Across all of Celtic's finals, there's been 72 Celtic goals scored, with only 42 conceded. To date, players from 12 different nationalities have found the net for Celtic in the final. Obviously, the most common one is Scottish. However, there's also been goals from 11 other countries too. The first non-Scot to score for Celtic in a League Cup final came from Iceland. Skuggi Edvaldsson scored as Celtic lost the 1977 final to Rangers. In recent times, the most important nation for Celtic in these finals has been Japan. Kyogo Furuhashi has scored both goals, as Celtic has won 2-1 in their past 2 cup finals, beating Hibs and the new Rangers. In addition to these countries, Celtic final scorers have also come from England, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Poland, Ireland, Wales, Australia and France. All that matters on Sunday is of course victory. However, it could see a new nationality added to the list. If goals were to come from players such as Bernardo, Johnson, Engels, Kuhn, Trusty or Carter Vickers. Some Hoops men have even been fortunate enough to get a League Cup final hat-trick. Billy McPhail was the first to do so in that famous 1957 final. Since then, Bobby Lennox in 1969, Dixie Deans in 1974 and Henrik Larsson in 2001 have repeated this feat. McPhail, Lennox and Larsson are Celtic's top final scorers, each having 5 goals. In addition to this, Lennox and Larsson are joined by Kenny Dalglish and James Forrest in having scored in 3 different League Cup finals. Dalglish though has a very unfortunate goals record in Cup finals for Celtic. He scored in 3 League Cup finals and 1 Scottish Cup final, and the boys lost them all. One of the more interesting stories about Celtic League Cup final goals comes in the 1974-75 season. Paul Wilson got a goal as Celtic beat Hibs 6-3. And across this entire season, Wilson actually scored in 4 separate Hampden finals: the Scottish Cup, League Cup, Driborough Cup and Glasgow Cup. Celtic claimed all of these cups except the Glasgow Cup, which was ultimately not played to a finish. Sunday could actually see various Celtic records broken, if certain players are on the score sheet. If Kyogo was to get 1 goal, he would join Larsson and Lennox on 5 goals, and would also have now scored in 3 finals. But if he continues his pattern of scoring 2 goals in each League Cup final he's played, he would become the boys' top scorer. On the other hand, a James Forrest celebration would make him holder of a unique club record, having scored in 4 separate League Cup finals for Celtic, more than anyone else has ever done. Whilst the original Rangers team may have won most finals versus Celtic, there are much more upbeat facts as well. Despite the Light Blues' better win record, Celtic scored 24 times in such games, whilst only conceding 20 in return. And of course, the last time that Celtic met a Rangers team in the League Cup final, it ended with green and white ribbons on the trophy. As long as this statement remains true by the end of this weekend, it'll be a beautiful Sunday all round. Come on, Celtic! If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in a free Celtic History walking tour. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more details.